Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. On today's podcast, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber joins me to answer questions that people have submitted about prayer. Some of these questions are not easy. I think Jerry is a brave man. Is that true, Pastor Jerry?
Well, it's not true when I'm standing on the edge of a cliff about to dive over hundreds of feet down. In fact, it's not true a lot of times. I don't necessarily consider myself. Maybe I'm just not smart. Maybe that's why I was willing to take these questions. What do you think about that, Liz? Do you think I'm brave or not smart?
I think you're pretty smart. You got your doctorate, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that counts for something, I would say.
Okay, all right. Well, there's a difference between book smart and common sense. But anyway, yeah, I'm excited about doing this.
All right. So let's start with this question. Should we pray hoping for God's will to be done, or should we pray expecting what we asked for?
That is an interesting question. And I think there are scriptures, and I'm assuming this question is coming from this place, because there are some scriptures that seem to really put the focus on praying expectantly, praying expecting that what you ask for will happen. And I believe with all my heart that that's the way God wants us to pray. I do believe He wants us to know He's our Father, He cares about us, He's powerful. Prayer is His idea, not our idea, and that He really wants us to pray. And you just think about the Gospels, all the times Jesus was moved by people's faith. He saw faith in people, and that moved Him, and it moved Him to action. And so I believe there's no question about it that is one side of the truth here, that God wants us to pray believing. But then the other side of the question is, are we hoping for God's will, or are we praying expecting what we ask for? There are questions or statements in Scripture, teaching in Scripture, that are really clear that we seek God's will. In fact, in what we call the Lord's Prayer, when the disciples asked Jesus, how should we pray? How did He start? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. May your name be kept holy, right? May your name be hallowed. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus clearly wants us to pray for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, not to pray for our will to be done. And so this, I think, is one of those instances when it seems like the two could be contradictory, but they really aren't. You know, so we don't have to put this division between, I'm either expecting God to answer this, or I'm praying for God's will to be done. Now, when I pray for God's will to be done, I pray for specific things that we know are God's will. You look in the Bible, anything that is specifically stated, we pray about those things. So, for instance, let's just say somebody is not living, let's say they're a Christian, but they're not really living like it right now. Well, we know that's not God's will for them to be living that way. So I can pray with confidence that they will live a holy life. And I can know and believe that that's God's will. But then there are times when there are things we pray about that we don't know for sure how God's going to do it, or if it really is His will. And that is the surrender side of will. Like, okay, Lord, we want such and such to happen. It's not clearly stated in Scripture. I can't go to a verse and say, I know it's your will because of this. However, I think it would please you for this to happen. And so I give you my request, but I still surrender it. So in other words, I would say we pray for God's will. We expect it. But at the same time, we submit because it may not be His will. So, for instance, I gave you the example that somebody's not living for God. Well, you know you can pray God's will over that. But let's just say you have a ministry and you want to or you want to go on a mission trip and you're trying to raise money for it and you're not sure if you're going to be able to raise that money. You pray for God to send that and that you surrender to what His will and His leadership is. I think an example. I love Philippians 4. I love the teaching of Philippians 4. What we learn about prayer in there. They're really fairly famous verses, but Paul the apostle says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." He said, present your requests. God wants to know what our requests are. So I think it is fully legitimate to answer this question that we should pray, you know, and expect and say, God, here's my request. But even taking the same word, request, let's remember, it's a request. It's not demanding something of God. Sometimes there's this emphasis on faith that really goes beyond what the Bible teaches. And it's almost like, well, you name it and claim it. You tell God this and you demand it. I don't think that's biblical. I think God wants us to have faith. He wants us to trust Him, but it is a request.
I agree. I think that was a great way to answer that, and I think God calls us to boldly come before Him and make any of those requests known. Let's see if we can tackle one more question today. This one seems to be related. How can I know if God is answering my prayer request, or is it just what I want to happen?
Well, if you are praying for the Panthers to win the Super Bowl, I think your prayer request may not be answered, and I don't know whether God wants it to happen or not. And I'm a sports fan, but I don't think God cares about who wins the Super Bowl. It's kind of hard to answer this question. I think we might not know 100% till we get to heaven, like when something happened. Was God specifically answering a request that you happened to be praying along with it, or did it just happen? But I don't think we definitely don't want to discount the truth that God answers prayer, because we definitely see that in Scripture and we see it in our lives. And so I think one question we should ask is, does what I'm praying for align with Scripture? And that really helps us know whether this is just something we just want to happen, or really is God going to specifically answer that. So actually, I'm answering the question by saying, let's back up even before you look at the answer, and let's make sure that what we're praying for is a biblical thing, and it's something that we know would honor God, and it's not a selfish thing or something like that. And if we do that, then I think we can have confidence, and I think we should give God glory when we see things that we believe to be answers to prayer.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.